Thai Prime Minister Suryodchalanon wrapped up his meetings Wednesday in Kuala Lumpur with Malaysia's leaders by saying he intended to talk with a wide range of people to end the insurgency in Thailand. Since early 2004, a violent Muslim insurgency in the region bordering Malaysia has claimed more than 1,500 lives. This week alone, more than a dozen people have been killed, both Buddhists and Muslims. Bringing an end to the violence has become a priority since Army Chief General Sonti Bunyaratklin, himself a Muslim, took control of the government last month in a bloodless coup. The new pledge to find a peaceful solution follows initiatives by former Prime Ministers Malaysia's Mahathir Mohamad and Thailand's Anan Panyarachan over the past year. Mr. Mahathir has been quoted as saying that community leaders in southern Thailand think the stage had been set for talks between insurgent leaders and Thai authorities. Somchai Homlaor from the Thai Law Society says that initiative laid the groundwork for talks.
This is paved the good way for the government and General Suryodchalanon to follow. I really support this initiative and the talk or dialogue between the two sides in order to bring peace to the southernmost provinces of Thailand.
There has been low-level contact between Thai military commanders and people close to the insurgency. But former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, who was ousted in the coup, rejected the idea of formal talks. Pakorn Priyakorn, Secretary-General of the Islamic Center of Thailand, says the new effort stands in contrast to Mr. Thaksin's policy.
During the time of Thaksin government, the southern problem was mishandled by him, which took a hardline stance against the insurgents. People were abducted and killed, causing more anger and hatred against government officials.
Muslims account for a majority of the population in the three most southern provinces, although Thailand's overall population is overwhelmingly Buddhist. There have been long-standing complaints of discrimination against Muslims in the provinces, which are among the country's poorest. The recent violence has largely been blamed on radical Muslim groups influenced by teachings from the Middle East. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.